Welcome back. This is Manuel Criollo, and I'm here with Tammy Liu, and you're listening to the 4 o'clock segment of Voices from the Front Lines on KPFK 90.7 FM, 98.7 in Santa Barbara, and you can also obviously hear us in the web at www.kpfk.org. On the phone, we have Esther Portillo of the FMLN Los Angeles, the Frente Farabundo Martí for National Liberation in Los Angeles. And she is on the phone to talk to us about the upcoming protest to confront the president of El Salvador, Antonio Saca, or Tony Saca, as he's known in El Salvador. How are you doing, Esther?
I'm doing good.
Well, Esther, can you talk to us about the upcoming protest? What's your objective? What are you protesting the president of El Salvador?
Yes, currently the FMLN, as well as other Salvadoran organizations, and CISPES, the Committee in Solidarity with the People of El Salvador, we're organizing a protest at the Hyatt Regency Hotel, where Tony Saca, the president of El Salvador, is going to be present. He's going to be there advocating for CAFTA, and we're going to be there out there protesting against CAFTA. We're going to publicly denounce our position on CAFTA, and also we're going to be demanding that the Salvadoran president pull the Salvadoran troops out of Iraq.
Could you go into both? I mean, so CAFTA means the Central American Free Trade Agreement. Can you talk about some provisions that particularly the FMLN has been opposing? What's the process even right now? I understood that Bush and a lot of the presidents of Central America signed the agreement. Now each party had to go essentially back to their Congress to get it ratified. What's been the process, particularly in El Salvador, and then if you can sort of speed it up and talk about then what's happened here in the United States in terms of CAFTA and the negotiations inside of the legislature?
Currently in El Salvador, as we know, the FMLN has 31 seats in the National Assembly, and to pass CAFTA, you need 56 votes. And the FMLN has said over and over again, before and after the election of March 2004, that they are not going to vote on this. They're opposed to the TLC as it is now, and they're not going to give their votes. ARENA, which is the right wing party, has 27 legislators, and so they don't have sufficient votes to pass this in the National Assembly. So basically the FMLN has continuously said that they're opposed to it for many reasons. One of them is that it doesn't have much ground in terms of workers' rights in the provisions that is established. And also, as we know, with NAFTA, poverty has increased in Mexico. There, migration to the United States has occurred, so they're definitely not, attracted to that part of the agreement. Also, in terms of agriculture, based on the CAFTA, on the NAFTA model, it would threaten the livelihood of farmers all in Central America and even in the United States. And basically, the corporate agribusinesses are the ones who win from this agreement. In addition to that, basically the environmental standards, there's hardly any on the agreement. Currently, what CAFTA states is that it doesn't even ensure that the member countries enforce their existing domestic environmental laws. And on top of this, there's already environmental problems in Central America, specifically in El Salvador. The Inter-American Development Bank has said that 75%